Andy Udman.
Beautiful winter day, blue sky, sunshine, and cold. Just the way it should be in January, folks. When it's not, we pay for it later. So enjoy the cold weather. It is beautiful out there. This is a gorgeous winter day. Okay, I want to ask you how you react. What is the first emotion, sentiment, thought you feel when you hear this phrase? Drinking raw milk. I know there some of you are cringing. It's a little bit like the idea, and I saw this as a kid once, and I almost gagged. Someone poking a little hole in a raw egg and just putting it to their mouth and ploop. Makes you cringe. I was raised on raw milk, and I'm 6'3". I was off work yesterday because I'd been pushing it too hard, and I just needed a break. First day off, and I think about 10 years. Pretty healthy camper. Raw milk didn't kill me, and it's something that Michael Schmidt has made a crusade of. He's a farmer from the Owen Sound area. I want to update his story. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Good morning. On this beautiful winter day, huh?
You got Bessie and all her sisters milked this morning?
Oh, they got all milked. All done.
What time do you start?
Start at 5 o'clock.
See, that's why I left the farm to go into radio, because I can work in a studio with short sleeves, but I'm up even earlier than you. I'm here at 4, so you're still sleeping at that point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Michael, update us in your battle to have the right to sell raw milk.
Well, just a brief overview. My battle started with the province of Ontario regarding the raw milk in 1994. And that kind of dragged on and kind of exploded in the news again in 2006 when they raided our farm. Then there was a big trial in 2009. And in 2010, I was acquitted on all charges. That got appealed by the government in 2010. Then they found me guilty in 2011. And then we appealed that decision again. And we asked for leave to appeal to the appeals court in Ontario, and only 3% of all cases are allowed to go to the appeals court in Ontario, and we are one of this case. And now we're waiting for a date to make our presentation to the highest court in Ontario. So the battle continues.
At one point, you even launched a hunger strike demanding to speak with Dalton McGuinty.
That was a little bit over a year ago, and the issue was here that you try to get into a dialogue with government or with bureaucrats, and it seems as if there's just a wall. You cannot talk to them. There's an agenda there that they're enforcing a policy which you sometimes question whose interest is that. And you cannot talk to politicians, you cannot talk to the premier, and that is when I then said, well, that's it. I want to force a face-to-face meeting with the premier on the issue of raw milk, and after almost 40 days, finally, he met with me.
Okay. Was that a significant conversation, or was that just a photo op for the premier?
It wasn't a photo op because he didn't want the photo taken, because I think it was maybe a little bit embarrassing for him. But it was a one-on-one conversation with him where he actually admitted to me that he doesn't know anything about raw milk. The only thing he is doing is he's listening to his experts. And you can imagine what kind of experts he has, and advice he gets, which, because dairy industry is, for example, the Dairy Farmers of Ontario, they're sponsoring the Premier's breakfast, I don't know how many times, a year, at Queen's Park and stuff like that. So lobby groups have quite a ways into the Premier, and therefore there is quite a slanted expert group informing him about or advising him in regards to milk policies.
Milk, Michael, I want to get into the milk, the raw milk issue in just a moment in terms of the politics. But let me ask you this, because some people are already in their mind saying, why would Andy update this raw milk? Everybody knows that you can get sick from unpasteurized milk. It's dangerous. Why are we even going down this road? Give me your best 2 minutes to speak to them directly.
Well, the issue is here not the question. Is raw milk better or worse, or is pasteurized milk better or worse? I think the issue is here that people should have the opportunity to make an informed decision. And for a lot of people, raw milk is a healing substance where they, lactose intolerant, being it available nutrients through the milk, or building up the immune system. There's a big study from Europe which says that those who drink raw milk have an 80% less chance to get asthma. So the entire immune system is affected by when they don't have raw milk available. So there's a lot of research now done. There's Reader's Digest did a long article about me in regards to that science now actually supports me in respect to that we need to have healthy bacteria in our body in order to build our immune system.
Michael, I just had to call you. There are so many stories which have broken in the last few weeks. No, the last few days, which I think the tide is turning. We are learning that, as Pam Colleen keeps telling us, we are sicker, fatter, and more depressed than ever.
Yeah.
And we're doing something wrong. Last week, ABC News ran a whole report on how we are being lied to about the ingredients in our food, what our food is, what's being done to our food, the dangers of processed foods. There's a whole new understanding
yep.
that the more we can eat food the way God made it, the healthier we're going to be.
That's exactly it. And when you hear the story, being it from the health units all across Ontario, where they say, well, pasteurization prevents, destroys all the pathogens in the milk. And that's baloney, because even at my trial, the expert witnesses for the government admitted that they're not eliminating they're just minimizing the pathogens. But they admitted that even in pasteurized milk, they can find pathogens. So it's just a game, a fear game they're playing in regards to the issue in order to enforce policy.
It strikes me as being so ironic that Dalton McGinney would meet with you personally and whisper in your ear, Michael, I don't know anything about raw milk, and yet it's his people who raided your farm.
Yeah.
Take a moment to describe that raid. What did it feel like? What did it look like?
Well, it was on a Tuesday morning in 2006, and we saw a police car and a big truck in front of our property, and my son said something is wrong there, and I said, well, there probably some the police stopped this truck and so on. As we were pulling out with our milk delivery, they stopping us from leaving the property, and then suddenly from everywhere there came 25 armed officers running to buildings, securing doors so that nobody can go in and out. And basically then confiscating my guns, and say that that basically now everything is locked up here. We were locked up in the kitchen for 7 hours, and in the meantime they raided, they took our dairy apart, our little cheese operation, that they loaded it up to a truck and so on. And then after 7 or 8 hours, they were gone again, and then charged me with other 21 charges. So it's just, there was an old guy here living on the farm, and he just said, it just looks like freaking Afghanistan.
Who did you feel like, Charles Manson, the way that the police raided your farm?
Well, it was too bad, because it wasn't even a drug raid. I mean, they didn't find any drugs. But by now, you know, you can say, well, you know, it's probably easier to start dealing in drugs. There seems to be less fines than dealing in real food and trying to fight for real food.
Michael, we have to take a short break, but when we come back, I want to ask you, people's thoughts about raw milk. Are they changing? What are the stereotypes that simply are not true? And we'll make a comparison to the meat coming out of the XL Foods
yeah.
plant in Alberta.
Yep.
I mean, if they used the same logic with them that they used with you, they'd be banning all red meat. We'll be back with farmer Michael Schmidt. a crusader for raw milk in just a moment, right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
Lady.
I have been a dairy farmer basically for my whole life. I'm going to court for charges that I'm supplying people who own the cows on our farm with their milk. I'm just bringing them in here and then close the gates and then start milking. Because of the law in Ontario says that no one is allowed to give away or distribute milk which is not pasteurized. That's why they then crack down with Ministry of Finance, Ministry of Health, Ministry of Agriculture and Food, and M&R.
There it is, one of the clips you'll find on YouTube about farmer Michael Schmidt, who joins us live this morning. For Michael, for those who have just joined us, they know you, of course, as the brave farmer from the Owen Sound area who is fighting to get raw milk into our kitchens and to have at least have the legal right to make that choice. Michael, where... Lest anyone think that we're, a third world country for thinking this way, where can people get raw milk without any legal problems?
In all European states except England, Scotland, actually, but all European states, you can get the raw milk. You have them in vending machines in France, Italy, Austria, Germany, where you can just, like here, they have pop machines. You can get the raw milk right there. And in 28 or 29 states in the U.S., raw milk is also available.
Including California?
Including California. California has it actually in its supermarkets.
So what in the world is the problem?
I think one needs to recognize that there's an additional hurdle in Canada we have to deal with, and that is that we have a milk marketing board which has a very tight control over our milk supply. And I had approached them in 1995 and said, well, why do we need to battle that out? Why don't we do a pilot project and to satisfy everyone so that we produce, for 2-3 years, we produce under your guidance raw milk for human consumption. And if we find any problems in these 2 years, then, I'll shut up. I'll do something else. And they basically just ignored it completely. They said they're not interested to do that. And
let's go to the bottom line. What we have is an uninformed government, totally uninformed. Dalton McGuinty admitting to you he knows nothing about raw milk.
Yeah.
An uninformed government where decisions about products like this are made by bureaucrats. And they use a lot of big words, convince the premier a raid like this should happen. And suddenly you have a SWAT team arriving on your farm. Michael, let me ask you this morning, because we only have 2 or 3 minutes left. Are there hopeful signs, I've pointed to some, that the tide may be turning?
I think the tide is turning because there's two things which change. People wake up. First of all, they're dealing with a lot of health issues. They're switching over to raw milk or more healthy food and recognizing that things are changing positively for them with their health. The other thing is that people, and that is, I think, the second thing which is turning, that people don't take anymore what government says. Because of hypocrisy, you talked about the XL plant in Alberta, there were 40 CFIA inspectors there. You don't hear anything. What have they done to prevent this E. coli spreading around in, even going to the U.S.? And they're claiming that we have the safest food in the world. I mean, it is people do not anymore believe as they want to believe that our bureaucrats are on top of everything, and then they shouldn't be. I mean, it comes down to the bottom that people need to make a choice. I want to get my food where I know the farmer and where I can trust that the food is good.
Two questions before we let you go. What is the worst stereotype of raw milk that you've heard of?
That it is a soup of contaminated milk, which makes you sick, okay? And basically, they're going from... that was introduced by the Women's Institute in 1938 for a good reason, because people died left, right, and center. That they don't recognize that we actually have changes in hygiene and technology that we can do all that. And the other thing is that there's absolutely no difference between pasteurized milk and raw milk. that there are absolutely no health benefits. And there's absolutely no research done by the government actually to support their position. They say because there's no research done, there can't be any benefits to raw milk.
Michael, you're going to live for another 40 years, but one day, like me, like all of us, you will pass on. What do you hope it says on your tombstone?
That I never gave up. I think that's one thing, that I what I believed in, that I follow it through, and even if it costs my farm.
And on the back of the tombstone, where it says what you believe in, what do you believe in?
I believe in that people should have the liberty and the freedom to choose what they think is good for them. That needs to be one fundamental right which never should be taken away.
Well, to use the parlance of the farm, I think your pitch is utterly amazing, your courage and your bravery, and but it is endless, Michael, and they're still after you.
Well, I'll keep going until the cows come home.
Okay. Thanks for bouncing it back to me, Michael.
Okay.
Be strong.
Take care.
Thank
Bye.
You. Raw milk. As he said, it is sold in all European states. It's even in vending machines in France and Italy. It is sold in 29 states. But here in Ontario, where bureaucrats run the system, you can't legally buy raw milk. 10:30 news update. Coming up on the other side, London's police chief will join us to talk about how we've dumped all our issues of mental illness on the police while we're holding a discussion at City Hall about cutting the police budget. Yeah, why did we shut down all those institutions? We'll be back with London Police Chief Brad Duncan in just a moment right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK. Well, the-